Edwards Teekert.
And I'm Morningstar Galley. As a Mills College alum, I attended Mills College between 2005 and 2009. Mills College is a 170-year-old institution where I was able to transfer from Chabot College, a local community college, to Mills. I continue to hold in the highest regard my professors, educators, and fellow alum. We are now speaking with Jennifer Dillon Royalty and Shay Franco Clausen, both Mills College alum. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Jennifer, let's start with you. I understand that there was a protest that was held yesterday afternoon. Let's hear about the current updates and the effort to keep Mills College in name.
So there's actually a rally being held at the campus this evening, today at 5 o'clock, a rally at the campus. So we would love to have people's support. So the situation is that the new president of Mills College has made a backroom deal to dismantle the school. It would be absorbed by Northeastern University, which is a university in Boston that only started admitting women in 1943. So Mills would cease to be a women's college, and it would cease to be in Oakland. So we are asking Attorney General Bonta to use his oversight responsibilities to halt the sale for at least 1 year while an independent investigation is conducted, because we feel that there's no reason for this to happen.
And I've been following this closely. I understand that there were 10-year contracts that were broken in 2017. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, there was a 2017 financial stabilization plan, and they used, there's just been a lot of secretive maneuvers to upend the college and keep it from running the way that it has done for 170 years. The college has been running beautifully for 170 years. It's got a $228 million endowment, but it's being dismantled in secret and quickly. So they're trying to prevent us from being able to act by moving too fast. So we're calling, it's got to be done before tomorrow. Attorney General Bonta has to stop this deal before it becomes official tomorrow, so that at least one year, so that an independent investigation can be conducted. There's no reason for this to be happening at the school.
Shay, let's bring you on. I understand that Mills suffers from administrative overspending, $13 million higher than its same-size peer institutions. Can you speak to this more?
Well, yes, I'm actually a current student who's actually impacted by this fraudulent merger. The spending has been done on administration, and even during COVID, during an international pandemic, our tuition stayed the same, but the services that we were provided for staff that usually serve students was reduced. When the merger was told to us in the middle of class, students and professors were receiving the information all at the same time via email. We started to see that the staff dwindled down, but not admin. And that means it didn't give us access to counselors. I had 5 counselors in a matter of 6 months. And we saw that some of the classes that were, guaranteed in the contract that we signed when we applied and they accepted us as students at Mills, we lost professors to be able to reach our financial goals. So the spending was not spent on the students by any means, but the excessive spending of the money that was generated for students, this is for a women's college to graduate women, was not being dedicated to us.
I understand that the current president, President Hillman, has never attended a women's college and had no relationship to Mills prior to becoming president just 5 years ago. Can you speak to this?
Yeah, that's right. This is Jen again. Sorry, Shay. It's unbelievable that President Hillman would come in and start dismantling the college. Also, right around the time she started, we had a 50% loss in applications because they changed their policies of outreach. So they stopped reaching out to new students to apply. They lost 50% of their applications. They had this, secret financial stabilization plan where they fired group of tenured faculty, and Hillman had no relationship to Mills prior to 5 years ago when she became president, but she is a longtime friend of her Yale classmate, Attorney General Bonta. So we want everybody to let Bonta know that we are paying attention to him, and that if he chooses his friendship with this individual over this 170-year Women's Education Institution in Oakland, we will notice and he will be held accountable.
Jennifer, there's an Oakland City Council resolution that's being introduced by Council Member Rebecca Kaplan. What is the current status of that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be able to come up next week. There's rules and procedures for her to be able to introduce a resolution. But we've spoken to her, and she's very supportive of keeping Mills in Oakland, keeping Mills Women's College, keeping Mills independent and self-supporting.
Shay, tell us the current, what is the current climate at Mills College as a student, as a full-time student? What impact is this having on you and the current students on campus?
They've sort of just said, hey, this is happening. We're not giving you any access to reach your goals, and kind of good luck. Since the announcement, we've received so many conflicting information. It's staying open until 2023, and then 3 months ago said, no, we're ending in June, which really forced me as a student, as a working mother, to take 21 units this semester just so I can get the bachelor component of my 4+1. Meaning that I'm to attend for 2 years to get my bachelor's, and then I graduate next May with my master's. They're not honoring our programs at all, and the classes that we've taken, graduate classes, that qualify us for this program that is one of the only programs for women of color, queer women across the nation, so that we can still be parents and continue our educational journey, is being dismantled, and no one is accountable. But the one thing that we do know is that Mills does graduate bold and brave women, and the alumni have wrapped their arms around current students to say that we can't allow this to happen, and they've breached a contract with us. So we're not being served. No one's answering questions. They have like 4 counselors for 900 students, and everything Mills is doing now, they just defer to Northeastern. They don't even answer your questions anymore for the last 3 months. They just defer to Northeastern.
And Shay, I'm not sure if you were going to ask us about the lawsuit.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I understand that Shay, you're one of the plaintiffs on the lawsuit.
Yes.
Can you speak to that?
Well, yes. I mean, this is a contract, and I believe that Mills should honor it. Mills College was established to graduate women, and the institution is to do that, and they are no longer honoring us that pathway and kind of leaving us with the bag. And Northeastern is saying that it will take us, you know, another 2.5 years to finish a 1-year program. And so I believe that holding them accountable civilly and suing them for the damages, because it's irrevocable damages to women of color in the East Bay, in Oakland, and the students and parents that send their kids here. I will say that I'm a formerly incarcerated fostered youth who have survived many, many, many barriers to get to the school. This is the only school I applied to because it was designed for women like me. It provided a safe space for me to learn, a safe space for me to have, you know, alumni and peers that would really help me reach my academic goals. I believe they're accountable and responsible for breaching those contracts, and they should be held accountable.
Yeah, so there's
they
a
absolutely should.
Lawsuit.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, so Shay is part of a class action lawsuit that the students have filed against the college. And we also just, you know, want to make sure that your listeners are aware that, you know, whether you have a personal connection to Mills right now, Mills is a resource for our daughters, granddaughters, our nieces, our neighbors. Mills needs to remain open to educating women. It needs to remain in Oakland. We need it for many, another 170 years. So this matters to all listeners. I mean, listeners may not know that Mills serves a very high proportion of people of color. UC Berkeley has only 2% of their undergraduates are Black. At Mills, it's 12.5%. So, you know, I mean, Mills is so valuable to our community. Mills belongs to the Bay Area community and to the women of the world.
And at a time when women's rights are severely under attack, and that exactly. It is through Mills that we learned the pillars of feminism, I want to thank both of our guests this morning, Jennifer Dillon Royalty and Shay Franco Klassen. And the rally will be 5 p.m. today, and that is at the front of Mills College.
It's actually at the President's Meadow inside the college, but come to the front, and I'm sure we'll have people there to direct you in.
Come to the front and the President's Meadow. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.